Talk about privilege. We have this phrase, privilege in society.
Welcome back, everybody. Today is Monday of the second week of Advent.
Thank you so much for joining with us. We really do appreciate your time. We are going to continue on with sharing with you what stood out to us and why with St. Alphonsus's Advent sermons.
In the world, men think very little indeed, if at all, of eternal life, and only dream of acquiring honors and pleasures, and this is the reason why so many souls perish. So I was thinking about a conversation that we had recently, and I believe one of the gentlemen said, you know, just look at how you spend your time, and that will show you where your treasure is. And, you know, I've kind of heard that before. And so it just made me think a little bit, like, how do I spend my time? And how do others spend their time? Oh my God, how have I ever deserted this great mercy, that having left so many others to live in the midst of the world, thou hast willed to call me, who have offended thee more than others, and deserved more than they, to be deprived of thy divine light, to enjoy the honor of living as a friend in thy own house. O Lord, grant that I may understand this exceeding grace, which thou hast bestowed on me, that I may always thank thee for it, since thou hast been so liberal towards me, and hast in thy love preferred me to others. It is but just that more than others I should serve and love thee.
It's a little bit more of a wordy quote, but is what St. Alphonsus saying about himself also true about ourselves? There's a couple key phrases that sound a little bit off. I'm not saying they are, but it's different. For example, he's saying that God in his love has preferred him more than others. Have you ever felt that way? That God has been so gracious to you that sometimes maybe you look around and think, well, how come others didn't get this privilege? Talk about privilege. We have this phrase, privilege in society. You know what? I grew up privileged. I grew up with a mom and dad who were Catholic, who passed the faith on to children, us, mm-hmm. seven kids. I grew up privileged. I had a chance to get an education. And then for some reason, God in his mercy found me and I had a renewal of my faith at 18 years old. I was privileged. And then this great burning desire swelled up in my heart to share the love of Jesus Christ with other people at 19 years old. This was privilege. I recognized other people coming into the faith who didn't have this desire to share the faith. I didn't understand why. I then started a ministry in 1999 that flourished into a multifaceted Catholic evangelization ministry reaching across Western Canada. Like, why did that happen? Like, why me? I would often tell you that if the world could travel with us, the world would believe there is a God. Because especially in those early years when we do events, there would be conversion after conversion after conversion, like tremendous fruit. And then that just continued for now, I feel blessed, for 20 some years, and then get to marry someone who is completely of like mind in all these things and the mission of the church and sharing the gospel with others. And then we're blessed with seven children. I have to say that I do feel a little bit like St. Alphonsus. I've been privileged with a blessing. And I think to some degree, we should all be able to say this, because God's blessing that comes to us is unique and different than another person. You've been blessed differently than we have been blessed. And so we should all come to this point and say, Lord, I feel so blessed compared to other people. You've been so good to me. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So that then when we go into the Mass, which is the best way to worship God, right? And the priest goes to us and says, lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. And then we can say, it is right and just. Can we truly say that it's right and just to give thanks to God when we look at all the blessings in our life? And so with St. Alphonsus, we should be able to say, Lord, you have privileged me. You've blessed me with this great love. Can you relate? again, this should cause us to respond with a great gratitude towards the Lord, because if we are here, we're watching this video, it means that our faith is alive. We are seeking Him. This is because He has called us, not because we deserve it.
If then we wish to make our eternal salvation secure, we must, in our choice of a state, embrace the divine vocation in which God has prepared for us, the efficacious means of salvation. Everyone has his proper gift from God. That is, God gives to each one his vocation, chooses the state in which he wills him to be saved.
So we have been blessed with the sacrament of matrimony. Our vocation is to be in marriage. And it's through marriage that God wills Janelle and I to be saved. So in one sense, I can say I need Janelle to be me. And by that, I mean I need Janelle, I need her in my life to love her, to honor her, to cherish her, to serve her in order that I would be saved. In order that I would work out my salvation, in order to become who God has created me to be. So therefore, I can say, I need you to be me in order to become who God has called me to be. Mm. Look at your vocation. It's indispensable in your walk of holiness. You can't say, oh, I'm married and I'm working out my holiness on this side. That's incompatible with God's call in your life. God is the one who's chosen our vocation, and so here we are. And so we seek Him in the vocation He has given us.
Just as in the clock, when the mainspring is out of order, the whole clock goes wrong. So in the order of our salvation, if we fail to enter the state to which we are called, the whole life, as Saint Gregory Nazianzen says, is in disorder. So St. Alphonsus is actually speaking a lot about vocations this week, and I find it interesting because when he writes about vocations, he's speaking directly to people who are either religious or priests. And as a layperson, when we read it, like I feel like for myself, I find there's something really beautiful and appealing about the religious life. And I think there ought to be. Like in all vocations, there should be some kind of beauty because the Lord has created those vocations. And sometimes I wonder like, oh Lord, like I could have totally been a sister. And there was a time in my life where I actually implored the Lord to call me to the religious life. I was like, Lord, please, if it be your will, call me. And obviously he had other plans. But you know, we actually have a friend who just recently took her first vows with the Queenship of Mary in Ottawa. And it's been such a delight to watch her discern God's call in her life. And though it was challenging, and like any vocation, there's ups and downs, but it's so beautiful once you embrace that vocation, the graces and the joy that come with it.
So the saint is saying that when we fail to enter into the vocation that God has called us to, there's something disordered in our life. So something to consider. Who's your best friend? For me, my best friend is Janelle. That's how it ought to be in the vocation of marriage. And do we have to work at our friendship? Mm-hmm. We do. Like, we could choose, not this would be proper, but we could choose to have another best friend. But that's not proper to one's relationship in the vocation of marriage. That would be disordered. Janelle is the most important person in my life. She's the most important friendship in my life. And it doesn't happen by accident. There's things that we do in our marriage that help us grow in friendship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like intentional time, I find is important. Doing things that are kind for the other person. You know, seeking the best for that other person. Calling them to task is important.
And when we don't do that and we don't make the other person the priority, there's something disordered. Mm-hmm. So I would just share that with you because you're in a vocation. Mm-hmm. Presumably most of you are married. Consider how this applies to your marriage. Okay, I think that's it, friends. Thanks for watching. Please share with us below what stood out to you and why in the comments. And we will see you. I'll see you tomorrow, Janelle. We'll see you on Wednesday.
The angel Gabriel from heaven came. His wings as drifted snow, his eyes as flame. All hail, said he, the lowly maiden Mary, most highly favored lady, Lord.